Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Have you ever been called intolerant for living or sharing your faith? Well, welcome to the club today on Made for Glory. Tolerance is something that is talked a lot about nowadays, that we are called to be tolerant. Tolerance is exalted as one of the great virtues in our modern society. And a pluralistic society with a lot of divergent belief systems and people, and the internet has connected the entire world in some ways, that tolerance continues to be held up as this paradigm of human virtue. But as we do that, I think we lose something essential, because we're called much more than tolerance. We're actually called to love. Because tolerance is when I acknowledge that something that you do annoys me, or something you do is something I disagree with, yet I choose to tolerate you. I choose to endure that for the sake of goodwill, or the sake of a somewhat harmonious society. Now, we as Christians, as Catholics, are called not just to tolerate other people, but to actually love them. But something that you maybe have experienced in the quest for tolerance when you express part of your faith, whether it's a teaching about the truths of our faith, or about scripture, about Jesus, or the nature of God, or the moral teachings of the church about sexuality, about treatment of the poor or prisoners, that we can be called intolerant because our belief might be a challenge for somebody else. And I think it's a great opportunity, not just to then become intolerant of them or to cancel them, but to hopefully be able to have a dialogue. Because as we all know, if you're trying to have a dialogue with every person who disagrees with you on the internet, it's not going to go well. But if you have actual people in your life who think that something you believe or something that you hold as very dear is something that is an affront to them, that can be, if we allow it, become a place of profound dialogue. Because dialogue is the thing that's going to allow us to go from just beyond toleration or cancel culture towards real and authentic reconciliation and love, which is what God wants for us. But being able to have a conversation, being able to ask them questions about why they believe what they believe, not settling for slogans, not settling for people just putting up titles, this is who I am, I'm a Catholic, or I'm an atheist, or I'm a Republican, or I'm a Democrat, or I'm an agnostic, whatever it might be, those titles we put on, to not just settle for a title, but to actually want to come to know the person. And if we strive to do that, then we can be that change that we want to see in the world. We can be that person who is living for much more than tolerance and is actually living for love. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.